You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Brian Loframento, founder of Premiership Talk and former CEO of Nugen Consultants. Brian has built 2 six-figure businesses and now helps over 1,600 students from around the world to build their own online income streams with his high-end coaching and training programs. Brian, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. It's great to be here. I've been looking forward to being on your show, and I'm thrilled to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well, and I know we've had this scheduled for some time, so the day has finally arrived. So for starters, I understand you recently had a major product launch on Udemy. Tell us about that experience and what you learned there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for asking about that launch. I mean, the response has been overwhelming. I launched it about 6 weeks ago, and I've already got over 1,600 students going through that. So this course is all about how to build an automated, passive online income stream. It's kind of an adaptation of my 4 weeks for Profitable Funnel workshop, which I've been running since the end of 2014. And launching on Udemy has been a ride and a half, because 1,600-plus students, it's the first time that I've had to manage that volume of entrepreneurs looking to automate and scale their online businesses. And helping that many people has been a pleasure, and it's such a thrill to see the students build their funnels and get their businesses working and scaling up.
So what exactly do you mean by funnel? I know a lot of people talk about sales funnels and automated funnels, but what do you mean by the word funnel?
Yeah, at its most basic level, so you have to think, as entrepreneurs, we really have one goal when it comes to increasing our revenues and improving our businesses, and that's getting more customers and clients. Now, that's not always easy to do. Typically, it involves networking and sales conversations and rejections and pre-qualifying leads and all that stuff, which takes a lot of manpower and a lot of resources and, most importantly, a lot of time. So a funnel is all about automating that process. So a funnel takes your leads and potential customers through a predetermined process that you've built using technology so that it pre-qualifies them as leads. So right off the bat, a funnel will tell you whether or not someone would ever be your customer. So it starts with something called a lead magnet. Now, a lead magnet is something that you offer for free, where if people give you their email address, then they'll receive that. So that's the beginning of the funnel. Now, in the normal world, you then have to go through and have sales conversations and all that. But a funnel is all about putting relationship building blocks into a system so when people enter your funnel by giving you their email address, then they get nurtured and they grow to know, like, and trust you, and ultimately you can make the sale from there.
And that's pretty cool. So how does the introduction of a lead magnet into a business help them get more sales, and shouldn't they be afraid of giving away too much value for free?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the number one thing about the lead magnet. People are hesitant because they don't want to give their stuff away for free because they think that'll lead to a loss of revenue. But in fact, it's the opposite. So let's say you're a web developer who sells to restaurants. Now, right now, you may have to go out to restaurants and beg them to listen to you, and you have to bang on their door and get told, no, you can't speak to the owner and all of that. What if online you had a lead magnet that said the top 5 things you need to know for your restaurant website? And you ask for someone's email address in order to receive that. What's true of every single person who gives you their email address? Well, they're interested in building a website for their restaurant. So right then and there, about 50% of the people will enter their email address. Those 50% are highly targeted. Who cares about the 50% that said, I'm not going to give this guy or girl my email address? Because they're not interested in what it is you have to sell. So that's a lead magnet. And as far as giving away too much free value, that's something that no one should ever worry about, because the more value you do give away, the more they'll know, like, and trust you, and that's only going to increase your sales conversion rate.
And that is so true. Today we're joined by Brian Loframento, founder of Premiership Talk, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Brian, what's the single most important part of the funnel, and what do most business owners get wrong here?
Yeah, so the single most important part of a funnel, in my opinion, everybody will give you different answers, but from what I've seen in the past, it's all about the bullseye. So the bullseye approach to building a funnel is about building increasing value the closer people get to the center of your bullseye. So let's picture the outer ring of your bullseye is your lead magnet. So that's something that you give away for free, which we just talked about, and it's immense value, but it just pushes them closer to the center of the bullseye. Every step of the way, they want more and more from you. So the inner ring from the outside ring is the immediate monetizer, or the irresistible offer, sometimes people call it. It's a lower tier offer, let's say $7 or $17 or sometimes $47 or $97. It's just to build further trust so that you can over deliver. It's to get people from being leads to customers when they get their credit card number out and when they give you money for the first time. That changes the dynamics and changes the relationship, and that's why funnels push them towards the bullseye, which is your core offer. So for some businesses, that core offer is a $2,000 product or $1,000 product or even more. But the bullseye is really what the funnel is all about, and that's the most important aspect, is that ladder of value that you keep leading people up to.
So for all the entrepreneurs listening in right now, what's the one thing they need to do first in order to create an automated funnel for their business?
Yeah, great question, Eric. The first thing that they need to do is get clear about who their potential customers are and what the challenges are that they're facing. So, for example, let's go back to the website developer who sells to restaurants who need businesses. He or she needs to first ask him or herself, who's my potential customer? So in this case, it's restaurant owners looking for websites. The next question is, what are their obstacles in their path to getting a website? So maybe the first thing is they don't even know where to find website developers. So how do you help them with that? Maybe the second thing is they don't know what sort of budget they need. Maybe the third thing is they don't even know what their website should look like. Maybe the fourth thing is they don't know what sort of content to put on their website. So there's all these challenges that our potential customers face in our businesses, and you need to go through and plot out all the obstacles standing between where they are now and where they want to be, and how you can help them at every single step. So I call that the results in advance timeline. You start with point A, and you say where they are, and then you put point B, which is their ultimate goal, and then you put tick marks, and you mark every obstacle in order. The thing about selling is if we're speaking to an obstacle that they're going to face towards the end of their journey, then even though that will be a huge obstacle, they're not listening yet. It won't resonate because they've got 10 other obstacles standing right in front of them today. So you really need to plot out the results in advance timeline, go through the mind of your customer, and build your sales process and your funnel according to that, according to the challenges that they're facing right now and what they'll face along the way.
Nice breakdown there. I understand that you do have a free gift for the listeners today. Where can they find that, and also where can they get more information about Premiership Talk Online?
Yeah, absolutely. So the free gift that I love to give away for listeners of this show is actually my 68 tools to automate and scale your online business. So a lot of people get hung up on what websites they should use, what tools, and sometimes they just get information overload. So I've boiled all that down into a really concise 20-page PDF. It's a free ebook that I'm giving away, and listeners can get that at brianlofermento.com/EPN. And Eric, I'm sure you guys will link that up on the show notes. Is that correct?
And that is correct. We'll definitely be posting that within the show notes.
And the other way, I just want to mention, for people on the go right now, if they want to get their hands on that free gift, they can text the word EPN gift to 33444. So that's a quick and easy way to get their hands on that free ebook.
And you got to love that. You certainly got it set up well. Brian, I certainly do appreciate your time today. Thanks for this information, and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thanks so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Brian Lofermento, founder of Premiership Talk. Brian has built 2 six-figure businesses and now helps over 1,600 students from around the world to build their own online income streams with his high-end coaching and training programs. And once again, the website of reference is brianlofermento.com, And for the free gift, it's brianloframento.com/EPN. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.